This is your warning. May contain swearing. May contain bodily functions. Just saying. That's happened, in case you've been around. So maybe no little ones, because unless you want to have that awkward conversation. Thanks. From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Welcome back.
Yep.
We missed a week. Anybody surprised? Anybody surprised?
It's summertime and life and yeah, so.
It always just makes me laugh when we're like, we're going to do better. Just kidding. Not really.
I mean, we try. We really do.
I know. It's true. It's not for lack of wanting to be better. We just aren't. Come on, that's fair, right?
It's very fair.
Ooh, just had to lighten the mood because today's episode isn't light. Oh, Max is sad. Oh, sorry. This was coming, though. This is not like a surprise episode for us. It was coming, and now's the time, so.
We're talking about prepping for surgery.
We are. Man. Because the time has come. Surgery is around the corner.
Legitly. I mean,
yes.
Right now it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it is almost like 2 weeks to the day from now. So yes, it is literally around the corner. I know you've been hearing about it. So here we are. We're actually going to like talk about things, maybe some stuff. actually, we are talking about prepping for the surgery purely because, first of all, if you've been around, none of our surgeries have been planned except a G-tube surgery, which for us, anyways,
it was more of a transition.
Yeah. It felt way more of a transition. It wasn't stressful per se. Every surgery is stressful.
And that one we were kind of looking forward to because we were really hoping that it would change some things for her that had kind of been crappy.
Yeah. So,
which it did.
You know, didn't feel stressful for us personally. It's stressful for a lot of people. For us, not so much. Again, just felt like it was coming, transitional. It was. Anyways, so this is like the first real, like, big surgery that we've had to talk with doctors with and actually make a plan and do all these things.
Book it out a year in advance and deal with the growing anticipation and stress and anxiety day by day as it gets closer.
So that is really like one of the major things that we have been talking about or not talking about.
Yes.
Is that actually knowing when a surgery is coming has almost been way more stressful than all the many, many, many emergency last minute surgeries that Piper has had in her life, because she's had a lot of them. So,
and you know, my argument for that is yes, everything suddenly goes to hell in a handbasket and it's, you know, scary and insane, but it's that moment and we're dealing with it in that moment.
Yeah. Like, you literally have no time to actually think about it. You're just living to get through
reacting. Yeah. You're just reacting.
Then it happens. And then you just deal with the aftermath of whatever it was. Yeah, you're not actually dealing with a lead up. You're not dealing with any, like, yeah. It's like over and done with in 24 hours.
And then going in and,
yeah,
you know, doing the prep work, you know, the MRIs and this, that, and the other, and talking with the surgical team. And
yeah.
It's just like,
So this surgery has actually, I mean, it was put on our, maybe not this particular surgery, but this conversation that this might be a surgery was
put on our radar years ago.
Years ago. Years and years ago, just as like a heads up, like, hey, this might be a thing.
This might be a thing that you guys have to worry about. And lo and behold, it is.
Yeah. So last year, maybe even a little bit before that, we finally were like, okay, let's start having a real conversation about this.
You know, you have to smile and have the conversation through gritted teeth.
Yes. And the,
so terrible.
The doctor, Mr. Amazing, Dr. Amazing, sorry.
Dr. Amazing.
Dr. Amazing. He can always tell because my face gives away everything just in general. That's my face.
So it's not just RBF. It's just.
No, my face. Okay. It's just my face, okay? It just it will say everything. It just. So Hoy always knows when we're having a difficult conversation how much I hate it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have it, but here we are. So you got to have the difficult conversations.
It's like, can I like tag team a more adult?
Yeah, I am not situation. Adult enough for this situation.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Not.
This adult thing is a lie. It's a sham. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend it.
Yes, I'm not adult enough for this.
There are not enough perks. The pros do not outweigh the cons to being an adult. I'll tell you that right fucking now. To make
this decision. Yes. So, you know, we finally did that. And we did talk about one procedure that we had to have to kind of put us on the right path for Piper. And that was the Baclofen pump trial.
Yeah.
I don't. No, what episode that was? Because
I don't know what it was either. But you know,
I should have done my research.
I hated every bit of it, every minute of it. It was stupid.
Yes, but that was awful, and then it made us feel terrible about even trying to go forward with anything. If anybody listened to that one, yeah. Anyways,
all these like little steps that we've taken forward in progress, and it was like, well, in order to even go beyond where you're at now, you know, and giving her a better, mm-hmm. you know, life situation, you have to do this. And it was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, nothing about that sounds okay. Whether the trial goes good or not, it's not going inside her body. So, what the fuck?
Yeah, but
it's
the like, thing is we don't actually know that.
I wasn't going to put it in her body. I didn't want it in there.
Well, I'm not going to pretend like we had that's not what we wanted to do.
No.
And I don't want to go into this conversation. No, we already did this. But. But, you know, I don't want to pretend like I know what Alicia would have done with different outcomes because I don't know. Because I don't know. Let's just be honest. I have a thought in my head what I know, but it didn't happen the way we thought it would. So, you know.
Well, the outcome that happened, it sucked. But
yeah, it was terrible. So we decided to continue on this path with this surgery.
Moved on.
It's SDR surgery. And once.
Selective dorsal rhizotomy.
Look at you. Look at you remembering things. Did you write that on your hand or something? Whoa.
Remembered it. I have been thinking about it a lot.
I'll put a clap right here for you.
Yeah, yes. can you do that? Yeah.
Let's love do that. If there's no clap, I'll cry. And we know how much you love when I cry.
Like, you know, fake audience applause.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So then we got set up with our surgeon.
Which he's actually he's a great guy too.
Like if you want to talk about somebody who puts you at ease and you're like, okay, like which this is good.
When I first saw him, and I mean, I don't mean this in any bad way, but he's a younger doctor. And that kind of made me a little nervous because it's like, what kind of fucking experience do you have, dude?
But is he actually younger? Because I don't know. He might just look really good for his age. I don't know how old he is.
What? I guess. Whatever. But, you know. He just was so easy to talk to. Ooh, he was very calming.
Yeah.
He was very, like, whatever questions you have,
yeah,
you know, I will answer them. And, like, he was drawing. He's like, these are very rudimentary.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a surgeon, not an artist, but this is, you know, what we're going to do. And he laid it out in as black and white as he could and, you know, didn't want to, like, rush us out or anything and was just very straightforward. Like, this is not a miracle surgery,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we were also very aware, like, no, we don't expect her to start jumping up and doing jumping jacks after the surgery. Like,
that's, yeah.
This is what we're doing.
She's not doing jumping jacks. Damn it.
Hey, she might. Who knows?
Out of all the things, that's something I want her to do.
But we already knew that this was the first step in helping her because we know that she's going to have that hip surgery.
Yeah, so this is, you know, a multi-step plan.
So, yeah, this isn't just something that you get, like...
He was like, great.
This is great. You guys have thought this out. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guy, great doctor.
We've talked to the hip surgeon. We've now talked to you. We did the trial. We've had, yes, we've, I like to feel like
we tried to at least keep whatever ducks we had in that muddy pond in a row.
I just need them in the same place. They did not need to be in a row. Okay.
Well, we don't have a crazy dog that'll run out there and grab them and pick them up and be like,
you're talking about duck hunt again. Yeah. Oh man. So, you know, that was nice. Feeling good with your doctor is very important.
Yes. Well, and he let us know too. He's like, it's not just me. I have an entire team.
Yeah. You know, well, and we'll talk about surgery stuff.
The whole bit.
Next week. But we have a whole spiel for that next week. So yes, feeling good about, he is, because you're going to ruin next week's episode if we're talking about it this week. So yes, first steps first, always find out your information, be comfortable with your doctors. And I always feel like you should get a second opinion if you're not comfortable, because that is okay. Also,
100%. You are your child's advocate.
Yes.
If you're going to be feeling anxious and nervous and everything, your child's going to pick up on that. And
oh, yeah.
I want to go in there as calm as possible for her.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say I like sat on a computer and did all the million hours of research, because I feel like the internet is a scary place and you will find all the scary things and it won't make me feel better. I do think there is some good information, but I just relied on mostly doctors, talking to people at the hospital and reaching out in
the community,
my groups of people who have had it done and what their experiences were and stuff like that. Because again, I don't do well with the internet. I will fall down the dark, scary hole and I'm not going to want to come out. Well, so
honestly, I think we're going to get better information from families that have dealt with it in our community than some hosh-posh, you know, who knows who's written it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, forum or whatever on the internet.
Yes. No, agreed. And again, our doctor was amazing. So that's important. Yeah, and he gave really us all the information. So that's the downs, the ins and outs.
I mean, for as nervous and as stressed as I've been about the whole situation, who's doing the surgery, her doctor and the team and stuff, that is not one of the issues. Like I feel very confident that, like, that he really did put us at ease and it's, yeah.
Yes, yes, agreed, wholeheartedly. So now that we're actually preparing for surgery, we understand like a timeline of how long Piper will be in the hospital, which again, we'd have never had the luxury of that because we're just there, you know, just trudging through whatever we're going through.
They did say after the surgery, she would be in between 3 and 7 days, 3 and 5 days.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, keeping an eye on her, monitoring, making sure she doesn't get an infection, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yes. So in my head, because this is how I function, first of all, if I'm stressed out or angry, believe it or not, you would never know looking at my house. I do like to clean or I like to get things done. But it's just, I will never be more motivated in my life than if I'm stressed out. Eating usually comes first when I'm stressed out, though. I'm kind of an emotional eater.
You are an emotional eater.
But or angry and all clean. But so my head's going 100 miles an hour, not just about what's going to happen in the hospital, but how everything's going to be at home. Because I'm not going to be here. You know, you're going to be here some of the time because you're obviously going to go to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that week we're probably going to have to talk to your parents and just see if Sammy can stay over there.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I'm going to have to make arrangements for the dog, which luckily Sammy's great with my parents and they don't seem to mind having her there.
She'll be on vacation. We'll have to, she'll start leaving trails of food from her dish all the way to the living room after she stays at her parents' house.
Oh, man.
That's what she does.
I know, always. So yeah, it's like about making plans for the dog. I'm not worried about the cat because again, you'll be home at night, so the cat's going
to
be fine.
Well, yeah, because I can feed him before I go to work. Yep. And he's got his litter. That's the biggest problem is, you know, Sammy can't go outside.
Yeah.
You know.
She has no way to go in and out by herself. So, yeah. And, you know, she'll get lonely. Which sounds mean because we have a cat. Like, what?
No,
the cat,
I get lonely, but he's a dick.
He'd rather be alone.
I really believe that.
Although bipolar. It does stress him out.
He does. When
so I don't know how this is going to work because this isn't.
He's going to see packing up,
yeah,
packing bags,
yeah,
for the hospital stay, yeah, and stuff like that. So he knows because he's been around,
yeah,
Piper's entire life.
Yeah.
He absolutely 100% knows what's going on. And then once you guys go, when I come home after being at the hospital and everything and whatnot, he's still weird. Like, he doesn't come around me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he totally keeps his distance. Like, almost like he's like, not, well, maybe like mourning. Like, what is going on? What are you people doing?
Yeah.
This is all fucking weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a thing for him too. I just think it'll be a little bit different because it won't be in such a rush, you know?
Yeah.
Because for me, I will be packing over several days before this procedure because that's who I am and I will have too much time to think about it. Plus, I also have time to think about it. So I'm going to pack stuff for me to do. Like,
well, yeah,
I'm going to be sitting there and
well, you're going to be there anywhere from 3 to 7 days.
So I want, I mean, some,
you can pack stuff for at least 2 or 3 days. But, you know, depending on what they're going to do, I'm probably going to have to come up and swap out a stay bag, depending, you know, I mean, it.
I can pack for 5 days. Easily.
Do you really want to haul around 5 days? For, I mean, well, you're going to take the van out. So, I mean, I guess you could just leave it all in the van and swap it out when you need to.
Like, yeah, yeah, it's not really. So, yes, I think I will be preparing, trying to get all the laundry finished before I leave so I don't have to come home to all that crap. Do all the things that I don't want to have to come home to when we come back from the hospital. Because I don't have a Piper to take care of, which I always have a Piper to take care of, but it's different after surgery.
Yes.
It will be different. So,
well, it's,
you don't know what that's going to look like.
With me just being home by myself, like once everything gets set, you know, I can stay on top of taking out the trash, picking up
after, I mean, myself, I hope so.
You know, the dishes and stuff like that. But it really does suck when we have, you know, in the past have had these emergencies, mm-hmm, where we go up to the hospital and I got to come back home and pack a bag for you and everything because, you know, hello, you're going to be there for the next week or two.
Yeah.
And when I finally get to come back and it's just,
it's every, just chaos everywhere.
It is. It's, yeah, like, gosh, yeah, man. Like,
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do any of this.
This sounds terrible.
So because then,
get it done because before then I go.
After I get home from work,
yeah,
then it's like, okay, well, now I got to cook and feed the animals and all this other stuff. And it's like, I don't want to fucking clean,
yeah,
after I've been at work for 10 hours a day. Yeah. Like, well, that doesn't sound appealing at all.
To anybody, usually. Then I was thinking about meals. I don't know if I'm going to get to meals, first of all. I don't like cooking. If you know me, I hate it. So the idea that I'm even pretending to think ahead for meals for you when I'm not home that are easy enough for you to handle.
Great thing. It's summer. Brats, burgers, mac and cheese. Like.
So you're saying I don't have to worry about you? We'll just get you brats and burgers. You're just going to live off that all week?
Brats, burgers, steaks. Sure. You know, I can make me, I can get some, like, couple boxes of pasta salad, whip up a big old bowl of pasta salad. That'll last me a couple days.
I know, but you have a tendency to get bored of food real fast.
It's true. I'm usually after 2 days of eating the same thing.
Like, okay, I mean, you get a dinner and a lunch and you're like, and I'm good. I don't need to eat that again.
Yeah, for at least 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, if I go and get some steaks, I can have a steak for dinner and a steak for lunch. And if I do burgers, I can have a burger for dinner and a burger for lunch and brats. And there's other things that I can do. I can get stuff to, okay, make tacos.
Well, like, good to know. We'll have this conversation so I don't have to worry about it. I don't want to worry about it. I will because that's who I am, but I don't want to. Well, I don't want to. So I think packing for the hospital, I will be packing stuff for me to do. Because I'll actually have the time to think about stuff to do. I actually want to pack some stuff for Piper to do, which I do think will be limited, but she gets bored, which I don't blame her. Hello. Like, if you're stuck, well, in a hospital bed.
Especially if, you know, if they're trying to keep her laying flat. Or,
yeah.
I know sometimes they're like, no, she needs to stay flat. What was the one shunt revision she had where they had the...
That was the external one?
Yeah, the external one where they had to, like, elevate the bed and then tilt it because it had to be the same. And
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like all the crazy things. And it was like, wait a minute. And they're like, oh yeah, if this isn't right, like it backfeeds into her and it can cause problems. And
yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. Okay. Like, yes. That's a whole thing.
Since they're going into her back, they will keep her flat for probably at least 2 days before they set her up.
Her lumbar punctured. I mean, she was miserable for days, like a week. Almost. A week.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, after, I think, 3 days, she could sit up, but it was very limited amounts of time. So I am anticipating it'll be kind of the same. If she can sit up, it will be for smaller amounts of time.
In the van. So you can pull her wheelchair up into the room and maybe probably see if she's not hooked up to like an IV or anything.
Yeah. Well, that'll be an all just.
Yeah. You know, and that's a base by base thing.
Like, yeah.
Depends
just
on what's going
figuring
on.
Figuring it out when we get there.
But
yeah. Because I know
after
like
her lumbar puncture, I tried taking her to that car show and pushing her in her wheelchair. Like,
yeah. And that was 7 days later.
Yeah. Like, and that was a 20 minute ride there. And then we were only there for maybe 20 minutes because she was absolutely miserable. She was fussy and whining and crying. And then the whole ride home, she was upset. It's like, what? And she was done as soon as we got home and I laid her down. Whew, you could tell.
Like, she's like, that's all I needed.
Yep. I needed to get that pressure off my back.
Yep.
So yeah, I'd imagine at least a day or two trying to keep her flat.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just won't know. That's something I won't know.
Well, no. And nobody would know because, you know, you can't plan for variables like that infection or, you know, let's say she does decide to get a wild hair up her butt and try to move too much, too quick, too fast and hurt herself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we don't know. We can't account for that.
Yep. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I do want to take things for her to do, even if it's just
she's
minimal.
She's got quite a bit of toys right now, like her foot pads that she can hit the different animals.
Yeah,
and
I think
colors,
I'll definitely take one of those because she seems to enjoy those. And they're very easy. We'll take.
You can take a Tony.
And oh, like I should Tony definitely box. Take her Tonys.
Yeah,
you
take a Tony in her Tony box. Yeah.
We're just going to move in. This is what happens when
that's
you can prepare.
You
we're mm-hmm. just going to mm-hmm. move in. Because
you'll have plenty of room in the van. It'll just be you and her.
Yeah.
And you can pack the van and things in the front seat, behind her.
Yeah, plenty of space.
You'll have plenty of space. And it's not like you have to take it all up at once. You don't have to bring it all back into the van at once.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the nurses will help you.
Yeah.
And it depending on when they release you, I might even be able to come up and help you, depending on what's
knows.
Going on.
We won't pretend what that looks like.
You call your brother and be like, yo, Maxwell, I need you to come up and help me bring a bunch of shit down from this.
Hey.
We moved in.
You only walk a dog, right? It's just an inside joke. It's just an inside joke. I also think we kind of started touching base on this is was supposed to go anyways, but just extra support from any family that we may or may not need again, such as finding somebody to take the dog, which I think will be easy.
Well, and honestly, your family and my mom are great.
Like, yeah.
I will continuously say it, always will.
Yeah.
It does take a village and our village is awesome.
I mean, we have a pretty good one.
I'm not mad at it. We cannot complain about it at all.
Yeah.
Your mom, your dad, my mom, Justin, Brooke, your brothers. Like, it's,
I think, I don't know what the rules are right now in the hospital for visitors currently. They were slightly more lax last time we were there a year ago. That feels so good to say.
I know hospitals are still, the last time that we went, it was, if you want to wear a mask, that's your call.
Well, it wasn't the last time we were there. Not for a procedure, just in general.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Just in general, it wasn't mandatory. It was optional.
Yeah, it's optional, which is kind of nice.
And I think we'll both be able to be with her, right? Because I know there for the longest time, they had a 24-hour rollover.
So... Yeah, so the last time she was in the hospital again was like a year and a half ago. It feels really good to say. But yeah, so it was...
Not this February.
Yeah,
last
so
February.
A year and a half ago. Yeah, so...
Wonderful.
I know, like, oh my God. Feels so good.
Good on you, kiddo. Good on you.
You
strong kid.
Yeah, you're right. So it was a 24-hour window. So like, I was with her all the time. So like if you came up on Tuesday, then it was just me and you until Wednesday started a new day and somebody different could come up, but then you couldn't be there. So it was like a switch off. So I don't know if it'll be like that or not.
Again. I'd like to think that it's changed a little bit,
but sometimes, depending on the stay, asking for people just to come up to sit with you so you're not bored is lovely.
Yeah, you know, maybe come up and have a lunch with you and see Piper and
so give her well wishes. And the upside to get around the whole 24-hour thing is if somebody just wants to come up to like give you time, like break kind of.
Yeah, just to see you. You can go into the cafeteria.
Yeah, and it doesn't count as your visitor.
Yeah. Because it's like, hey, do you want to just come sit with me and have a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Or,
you know,
yeah,
come have lunch. I would appreciate if you could bring me a lunch and sit with me and give me a half an hour, 45 minutes of adult time with another adult. Like,
yeah, that's not a doctor asking me 500 questions about her history.
So you can kind of have that support.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm still going to have to be at work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which
pretty much everyone we know will be at work, but that's fine. It's just one of those things.
My mom won't be at work, and Katrina won't be at work. And
that's true.
I'm like, we've got people, you know.
I know we do. I know we do.
I mean, and you've got friends that I'm sure you could text and be like, yo, bro, bring me some lunch.
Yo, bro. Is how I talk to my friends?
I don't know.
Oh. I mean, I'm trying to imagine right now who I would text that to other than Maxwell.
Gabe.
Oh. I was like, I don't know what's happening right now.
You could tell him like, hey, would you just, you know, what are you doing?
Oh no, you're right.
He probably would.
He's very conscious about stuff like that and very willing to help out.
We're also gonna have to make sure that we pack the right kind of clothing for Piper.
I know, and I don't actually know what that is.
I'm going to imagine something that's going to be easy on and easy off.
Okay, so this is the thing. Your mom had asked me one time what would work for her, and I thought nightgowns would work, but I think they're too hard to get on. I don't think they're going to work.
A nightgown?
Yeah.
They button up all the way up the front, don't they?
No, they don't. They slide over her head. And the only reason why I thought a nightgown is because I thought the incision was going to be in a place that pants were going to be terrible to wear.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the case.
No, I think it's a little bit more up above the tailbone.
So,
maybe not right at it. I think slightly just above it.
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wonder if you...
I mean, they'll just give her a nightgown there, but
those hospital gowns are garbage.
They are, but the upside to them is if she's on monitors, they have all the right holes and straps and buttons.
This is true.
For the 500 monitors, I just wanted her to have some options if we could. Well,
if we needed to, we could get a pair of sweatpants or two for, you know, like a typical 9-year-old. That would probably just drown her. That has got like the cinch waist.
The drawstring?
Yeah, the drawstrings. You slide them on her like nothing, and then you put a drawstring. Whoop, there you go. Because then you can tighten it just enough to where it's not falling off of her, but not tight enough to where it would, you know, be uncomfortable.
I just don't think
just to that's... maybe help keep her warm, because I'm worried she's going to get cold, especially her legs and her feet because of the poor circulation.
Yeah. Well, and she's
not going to be.
Always gets cold after surgery.
Yeah.
Always. They send her back in like 500 warm.
Oh, yeah. They always cover her in blankets because she's freezing.
Yeah. Like, she seemed really cold. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty normal for her. She probably was. So I think that's, I mean, really like our way of prepping for surgery. Are we probably missing something? Sure, but this is really our first go around. So
the great thing is we're not, you know, 100 miles away.
Yes.
We're legitly a half an hour, 45 minutes on crap, you know, if traffic's crap.
Yeah.
I mean, I can bring anything you guys need.
Yeah. I mean, we are very close.
Which, you know, we are blessed for that. There are so many families that do not have that option. They got to roll RVs from wherever they're coming from, Nevada, Oklahoma, wherever.
Yeah.
So yes, if something is forgotten and you desperately need it, or if something does come up, you know, I'm a half an hour, 45 minutes away.
Yeah. No. I agree. Like, we're very fortunate in that aspect.
And the fact too, or, you know, like, I'm sure you could text my mom or Katrina and be hey.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you know, like, I really need this. Jesse's at work. Do you think you could do me that favor?
Anybody,
like,
anybody can help me out. Yes. Yeah. No, for sure. And, you know, unfortunately, you guys are probably going to be surgeried out in a few weeks because, again, next week we're going to talk about what the actual procedure is and all that stuff. And we'll probably talk about how it's going when we're recovering because that's important to us. So there's going to be a lot of surgery talk. Yeah,
on recovery and stuff.
Yeah. Just buckle in for that now if you plan on listening.
Hey, we're wrapping it up right now, kiddo.
But, you know, this is a very anxious situation for us.
It's a very stressful, we're gonna talk about it for us. it's definitely building anxiety for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And we will end it there because little Miss Fussy Pants is done. Calling it.
Yes, she's like
calling it. She's calling it. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.